Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, time to get you ready for the two-game set between the Giants and the Angels. As they head down, well, they're already in Anaheim getting ready to take on the Halos. It's always fun to talk to 14-year Major League Baseball pitcher, two-time All-Star, and now the color analyst for the Los Angeles Angels, Mark Gubaza. Gooby, what's going on?
What's going on? I really apologize for being a little bit late. I'm, you know, all these Zoom calls, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm so zoomed out that I'm going to start calling myself the Booma Poop from the old TV show my kids
nice.
Always watched.
Nice PBS Kids pull, Mark. Yeah.
I figured maybe it was because it's Gooby Tuesdays. You're having a hard time finding a song for tonight.
Yes, I got a good one for him, so I can't let that one out yet.
Okay, very good.
Keep it in the chamber.
All right, let's just start off talking about something nobody wants to talk about, which is Shohei Ohtani, which is, I mean, just watching him, Mark, and do the things that he's done. I think he's homered in every game except for the one he pitched going back to early last week. It's stunning to think that someone that pitches as well as he does, hits as well as he does. I mean, really, every time he takes the field, I'm like, God, this guy's really doing this, and he's doing it incredibly well. As somebody that pitched for 14 years, watching this guy do what he does with a stick, I mean, you have to be blown away, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, every day I'm thinking, the day after I pitched, I mean, every part of my body sore, my arm, my ribs, my legs, you know, my core, everything, and yet the next day he comes out, he hits a home run on the first pitch he sees. I mean, what he's doing, I used to always say the wow factor I used to see with in person, whether it was on the football field or in the baseball field with Bo Jackson, was something I never would see again. But what I'm seeing now from Shohei Ohtani is it's breathtaking, because you just don't know what he's going to do next. He can hit ball 470 feet. The next bat, he'll bunt and he'll steal second base. I mean, and then and 2 days later, he's throwing 100 miles an hour with an unhittable splitter. So it's like impossible to try to figure out what he's doing.
And then throw in there on top of that, on a team that features Mike Trout, he may be the best athlete on the team. I mean, this guy is 6'4", he built like Adonis, and he just flies. I mean, it's incredible what kind of athlete he is.
Yeah, I mean, his strides are, you know, it kind of equates to like Devon White used to be or Willie Wilson. You just don't even realize how fast they are, because they're, you know, this perfect strides and fluid, and not like they're really, you know, stressing out running down the line or going from home to third or first to third. It's amazing just to see him do that. And finally this year, he's really showing a lot of emotion, too. He's having so much fun. He's healthy. You mentioned how he's built. His shoulders are so huge. I mean, it's just amazing how he's able to maintain this. And he's played some outfield, too. I mean, he's played left field. He's played right field. it's almost like what we did when we were playing Little League baseball, not, you know, at the major league level. You see some guys in college doing some special things, but they're only playing, you know, three times a week as compared to six, seven times a week like Shohei Ohtani's doing.
Absolutely. Real quick, one last one on him from me. When he first came over here in one of his first spring trainings, people were looking at his swing and thinking, well, maybe it'd be better off if he just pitched. I don't think he's ever going to be able to hit. And that was some talent evaluators as well. And he's been a good hitter. And he's shown signs of putting it together. This year, he's kind of put everything together as a hitter. He's handling that inside pitch. He handles the high pitch against the Tigers. I think it was on Saturday night. He hit a low and away pitch, opposite field home run. I mean, he covers the whole plate. What have you seen in his time as a hitter? What kind of adjustments has he made to get to where he is now?
Yeah, you go from what he was last year, where he was moving his feet a lot. And, you know, and he was susceptible to fastballs inside. And then once he was looking inside, you know, he would miss breaking balls away. And lefties had some good success. Just the other day up in Oakland, Jesus Luzardo, who throws an incredible fastball, what, 97, 98, hit a ball about 449 feet to right center. And I still think had some carry to it, but hit the cement stands up there in right center. And yeah. I'm just amazed how he's able to get a chance to the baseball. But I think, you know, to answer your question, his feet are just way more quiet at the plate. He's not moving around. He's a lot more confident. You know, his lower half is stronger this year, his legs, and he's not wasted. He's got a very little, if any, stride at all going through the baseball. So that's why I think for me he's been crushing the ball every time he's getting up there swinging the bat.
Man, between you and us, we're watching some of the most entertaining ball. The Giants are rolling, and you're watching Shohei, Trout, Rendon. Jose Iglesias is, like, seriously, could do amazing things any day you watch. I happened to go to the Angels-Giants game the last time Heaney started against the Giants, and he just kept pumping fastballs right down the pipe, and the Giants kept swinging through him. What do you think? I mean, this Angels team's 8 back in the division. They're 6.5 back in the wild card. Is Minasian at some point going to pull the plug and trade Bundy and trade Iglesias, the reliever, and trade Heaney? Or do you think those guys are there for throughout the end of the year?
Yeah, that's a great question, because this is about 2.5-3 weeks ago. They were, you know, struggling. They were well below .500. Then they get on a pretty good stretch where they cut the lead to 6 and had all 3 games up in Oakland. They had a chance to win all 3 of them. You look at only a 3-game deficit in the AL West. So I don't think they're going to be sellers at this time. But, you know, so, and you mentioned Andrew Heaney. You know, he threw fastballs by some giant hitters, and I look at all their numbers. But Brandon Crawford, who crushes fastballs, yet he's got that deceiving fastball where he throws across his body, kind of crossfire delivery. So he's difficult to, you know, see and drive the ball. But Mike Trout, the X factor is coming back soon. So I think if you could put Trout, Rendon, and Ohtani together, they've only played 18 games together the entire season. So it's tough to evaluate this team where they're at. I mean, they got a real tough stretch coming up. They got the Giants for 2. They go down to Tampa, play 3 down there, and they got the Yankees right after that. So, I mean, this will tell where this team's at. I mean, they need to be more consistent on the pitching side. If they are, you know, this team has a chance of being special. If not, then Perry Manassian may have to make some tough decisions going forward.
Longtime Major League pitcher, longtime Angels color analyst Mark Gubiza joining us on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. You mentioned, you know, what you saw out of Brandon Crawford in the year he's having. So I want to pick your brain about what you think about the Giants overall. Do you get a sense that people in Major League Baseball are starting to take this team that right now is 20 games over .500 and has the best record in Major League Baseball? They're starting to take them seriously.
I mean, you have to. I mean, they're veterans, you know, from Posey to Crawford. These guys are putting together some really good belts, crushing the baseball I've seen of late. There's something about what they're doing right now. And you know, Wilmer Flores, by the way, absolutely kills the Angels. He's in there again tonight. Every time I look up, he's got 2 or 3 hits. So there's some good at-bats, some guys that fight in the batter's box. They're pitching. Their starting pitching has been incredible. You know, Gausman is going tomorrow. You know, he's still at Fellini, and he's going there today. And, I mean, where he was last year, it's, you know, in the last few seasons with Cincinnati, where he's at right now. So, I mean, they're pitching exceptionally well. So I like where they're at. They can match up with the pitching in the NL West with the Padres and Dodgers favorably. And, you know, we all know that them and the Dodgers have such a good rivalry. Now that the Giants are back to where they were just a few years ago, it's going to be fun to see that going forward.
Yeah, I know you got to go talk to the manager here in a second. Just out the door, give me 20 seconds on how important it's been to have Jay Upton switch to the leadoff spot.
He's been unreal. He's reached base now for 18 straight games. He's crushed the ball, you know, in the month of June. You know, he was a guy there. They were thinking about not playing a whole lot. And then with Joe Maddon, he did that with Anthony Rizzo. He did with Evan Longoria when he was with the Rays. Every once in a while, you put those guys up there to jumpstart the offense, but you can't move him out of there, what he's doing right now in that leadoff spot. But J-Off is crushing the ball. He's playing much, much better defense in the outfield, and the team is way better with him in there. Like I said, once you get Trout back in there with Rendon, Ohtani, and Upton at the top, it's going to be a dangerous lineup.
That's a hell of an X factor to have, Mike Trout. That is a hell of an X factor.
That's a pretty good pickup in the middle of the season.
Yeah, capital X factor.
That's a pretty good pickup. Hey, Gooby, we appreciate you joining us. Always fun to talk to you and have a good time calling the next couple of games.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Appreciate
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks,
Mark.
I appreciate
Mark
it.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.